Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Look, up in the sky!
It's the superheroes of travel.
It's Ricky Tyus and Tossie Williams, able to take you around the world by air, land, and sea, even by flying saucer.
We're able to create hassle-free dream vacations filled with moments you never forget.
So put on your cape.
Let's go.
It's your time to travel with Ricky Tyus and Tossie Williams.
Heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalktainmentRadio.com. I'm Ricky Tyus from Tyus Tours and Travel. And you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766. Or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. And podcast is available. So for today's show, we're going to talk about Americans want to hit the road this summer. So today, we're looking at Louisville. And in the second half of the show, we're going to get into all the great things that you can do in Louisville. We're looking at Louisville. Louisville is an amazing city with tons of museums and things to do. But we're going to get into that in the second half of the show. And with the second half of the show, we have two special guests that will be calling in. Sandra Robinson from the Louisville Tourism and Jean Mikulak from the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience will be calling in the second half of the show. But there's a lot going on in travel today that I'm going to talk about. First of all, in the last few days, I've been getting a lot of text messages about travel advisories going on to the Dominican Republic, Mexico, all these different things is going on. So today I want to talk about exactly what the travel advisories are, okay? And I also want to get into Cuba's travel ban. Last Tuesday, the Trump administration announced that they are canceling cruises to Cuba. So I kind of want to get into that and explain why all that is going on. The first thing I want to get into is, did you know how the U.S. State Department travel advisory system works? The U.S. State Department's travel advisory system includes four levels. Level one being exercise normal precautions. Level two meaning exercise increased cautions. Level three signifying Americans should reconsider travel to that area. And level four meaning do not travel. So right now, heading in the summer of 2019, there are only 14 countries currently under level 4 status, and they are effectively a no-go for Americans to travel to. And travelers should avoid these places entirely when planning their next trip. In the meantime, if you're traveling overseas, Mexico, Jamaica, Europe, you know, you need to create an account with the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. It's called STEP. And provide the details of your trip to receive the latest travel advisories and alerts as soon as they're issued. So I mentioned there's 14 countries currently under the level 4 status that we're not supposed to travel to. Number one is Iraq. Number two is Sudan. Number three is Yemen. number four, and we'll get into this country later on, Venezuela, Syria, South Sudan, Somalia, Mali, Libya, Iran, Haiti, Central African Republic, Afghanistan, and North Korea. So those are the level four countries that, as a citizen of the United States, the U.S. State Department travel advisory system is saying is a level four and you should not travel to. And I'll tell you a true story. Last year I was working on a project of bringing 500 people from China to New York City to do an all-inclusive vacation. So I worked with my vendor in New York. We put this exclusive program together for this group coming from China. And I emailed them a copy of the contract, and they suggested that I fly over to China and sign the contract. And what they suggested to me was to fly to Hong Kong. When I get to Hong Kong, take a boat from Hong Kong to China. When I get to China and I get to my hotel, call them and they will come pick me up. So I kind of thought this was kind of fishy. So I called the U.S. State Department, who suggested to me, they said, "Ricky, we can't tell you what to do, but we suggest that you don't go over there and sign that contract." And so I didn't sign the contract, and it was a huge contract. Didn't sign it. China said because I was unwilling to go over there and sign a contract that they couldn't do business with me. But what I found out was, if I went over to China to sign the contract, they could hold me over there until the contract was totally fulfilled, and these people from China was coming over to the U.S. Maybe 100 people at a time for a six-month period. So you have to be careful, and you have to make the U.S. State Department travel advisory part of your plans when traveling to Europe. It's very important, and they can keep you advised of all the alerts going on as soon as they're issued. So just so you know, I have a new alert. And this just in. And the new alert is about the six U.S. tourists that have died in the Dominican Republic since April. A string of high-profile deaths, illnesses, and a claim of assault in the Dominican Republic has cast a shadow of concern over a country whose economy is largely driven by tourism. And they also mentioned the shooting of the former Boston Red Sox slugger, Dave Big Poppy Ortiz, who was wounded outside a restaurant on Sunday, became the latest incident to make headlines in the Dominican Republic. In average, about 6.5 million tourists visited the island in 2018, making it the top destination in the Caribbean. As a travel company, I send a huge amount of people to the Dominican Republic. So this is information that is very important. Since the beginning of 2019, there have been multiple high-profile cases involving American tourists dying or being seriously injured while staying in the Dominican Republic. There's a lady from Pennsylvania who died on May 25th. She was found unresponsive by the hotel staff in her luxury hotel room. They concluded that the 40-year-old had suffered a heart attack. 5 days later, May 30th, a Maryland couple were both found unresponsive in their rooms by hotel staff the day they were scheduled to check out. And this hotel was less than a mile away from the first hotel. On Friday, a Colorado couple told CNN they are suing the resort where they stayed after falling ill last June. And once they got back to the States, they went to a doctor, and the doctor stated that they had been exposed to a pesticide. And I know in these Caribbean countries, they use pesticides heavily to keep the rodents out of your room. On May 29th, Delaware resident described a being assaulted at a hotel in Punta Cana in January. She alleged in her post that a man dressed in a resort uniform attacked her for hours. In April, the bodies of New York City couple were found after being reported missing for weeks. The Dominican authorities confirmed that the couple died in a car accident in Santo Domingo. And then Ortiz, a 10-year all-star, was ambushed on Sunday while sitting outside a lounge bar in Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic's capital and largest city. Another American died while vacationing in the Dominican Republic, bringing the recent spate of mystery deaths to six and prompting an investigation by the FBI. Relatives of this person has questioned their death in Punta Cana. The guy was 67 years old, died after drinking from the mini bar in his hotel room. And then there's people that talked about things that happened last year in Punta Cana or the Dominican Republic. So how safe is the Dominican Republic? The U.S. State Department issued a level 2 out of 4 safety warning for the Dominican Republic in April 2019. The warning advises travelers to exercise increased caution due to violent crime in the country, which includes robbery, homicide, sexual assault. The State Department says that the resort area tends to be better policed and safer than urban areas for travelers. So these are all the things going on in the world, and Americans traveling abroad have to always be careful of where they travel to. Try not to travel to strange places at night. The one couple that died was leaving for the airport early in the morning or either late at night. They were leaving for the airport because their flight left early in the morning, and they end up crashing. So you have to be careful when traveling abroad about the places and the times that you go to. And a level 2 is not a real big travel advisory. As a matter of fact, there's probably places in the U.S. that could be said is a level 2, and you probably shouldn't venture out alone if you're not familiar with the area. So I just wanted to bring up the travel advisory and how to use that particular service. So one of the other things I wanted to talk about was the Cuba travel ban, which went into effect on Tuesday. My travel agency, Tire Susan Travel, supports travel going to Cuba, although I've never tried to sell a cruise going to Cuba. And recently, the Trump administration ended the most popular forms of U.S. travel to Cuba, banning cruise ships in a heavily used category of educational travel in an attempt to cut off cash to the island's current government. I'll repeat that. The Trump administration last Tuesday ended the most popular form of U.S. travel to Cuba, banning cruise ships in a heavily used category of educational travel in an attempt to cut off cash to the island's communist government. Cruise travel from the U.S. to Cuba began in May 2016 during President Obama's opening with the island. It has become the most popular form of U.S. leisure travel to the island, bringing 142,721 people in the first 4 months of the year, a more than 300% increase over the same period last year. For travelers confused about the federal regulations governing travel to Cuba, cruises offer a simple, one-stop, guaranteed legal way to travel to Cuba. That now appears to be over, with an estimated 800,000 passengers bookings affected, according to the cruise industry. The Cuban government has imposed food rations as a result of tightening U.S. sanctions and a drop in subsidized oil and other aids from Venezuela. For the Cuban government, cruise travel generated many millions of dollars a year in docking fees and payments for onshore excursions. Although those figures were never made public, Cuba also has become the most requested destination for many South Florida-based Cuban lines. So why was the Cuba travel ban imposed? The Trump administration is implementing the National Security Presidential Memorandum signed by the president on June 16, 2017, titled Strengthening the Policy of the United States Towards Cuba. And the U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, who declared Cuba part of the Trujillo of tyranny along with Venezuela and Nicaragua, as he outlined the plans for sanctions intended to deny the Cuban government a vital source of revenue. So this all dates back to 1960. It's called the Helms-Burton Act of 1996. It's a United States federal law which strengthens and continues the United States embargo against Cuba. The act extended the territory application of the initial embargo to apply to foreign companies trading with Cuba and penalize foreign companies trafficking in property formerly owned by U.S. citizens but was collected by Cuba after the Cuban Revolution. The act also covers property formerly owned by Cubans who have since become U.S. citizens. In other words, this administration wants reparations for property seized by Cuba during the Cuba Revolution in 1960. This administration is trying to get reparations for property seized by Cuba during the Cuba Revolution. This law potentially impacts all international businesses operating on or doing business with property seized by Cuba. Although the EU and Canada have said they will seek to block legal action directed at their companies. And the ambassador of the European Union said they will support further tourism development in Cuba, and Cuba has also been trying to woo more Chinese tourism investments, which will antagonize the U.S. government. But just so you know, you can still travel to Cuba. Although the United States Treasury Department has announced it is removing the authorization for the people-to-people group educational travel to Cuba, there are other categories still available, still valid for travel, including the support for the Cuban people, title SCP. It is under this authorization that passengers can travel to Cuba this year, with individuals staying in private homes and hotels. So the big hurdle I have right now is to let the market know that you can still travel to Cuba. But visitors from the U.S. cannot stay in big hotels. They can't eat at government-owned restaurants. And for those interested in visiting Cuba now, it has to be more of a cultural vacation rather than a beach holiday. So just so you know, Cuba, unlike many communist countries, Cubans own their own home. And the country has allowed Airbnb to flourish, meaning that those traveling to Cuba can still have high-end experiences. Some Cubans own mansions with 12 rooms that are now 12-room luxury boutique hotels with a full staff. They are amazing and much better than staying at a big soulless hotel. There is still high demand for Cuba, and Ticers and Travel will continue to offer opportunity for American travelers to interact with Cuba culture in compliance with the OFAC regulations. So while the Trump administration has definitely made travel to Cuba more confusing for both the supplier and the consumer, the administration has yet to eliminate the right to visit the country, at least for now. And Ticers and Travel has land-only tours available to Cuba. You can give us a call at 866-547-5362. So, in the second half of the show, we're going to get into looking at Louisville. We're going to talk about the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience. We're going to talk about the Kentucky Derby Museum, the Muhammad Ali Center. And we're putting together a new bus tour. It's called the Louisville Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. So we'll cover all those things we'll cover all those items in the second half of the show. But there's here's a travel tip, and it's a hotel scam that's going on. So be careful of this hotel scam when checking to your hotel. You arrive at your hotel and check in at the front desk. When checking in, you give the hotel your credit card for any charges to your room. The front desk does not retain your card. So here's a scam. People are randomly calling hotels asking for rooms. And they may ask for a room that could be yours. The caller on the other end says, "This is the front desk. When checking in, we came across a problem with your charge card information. Please read me your credit card number and verify the last three digits on the reverse side of the card." That's the scam. An outside caller is calling asking for random rooms and telling the person who answers the phone that the front desk has a problem with your credit card. So what should you do? You should tell the caller to go down to the front desk to clear up any problems, then go to the front desk or call the front desk and ask if there's a problem. If there was not a problem, please inform the front desk that someone tried to scam you of your credit card information. So that is a new scam going on, although I really believe it's an old scam that's been going on. But I just need to bring that up because people are contacting me and talking to me about the scam. But I will tell you, if you ever go to Vegas, you have to be careful about signing online, signing in to get Wi-Fi, because sometimes there's companies that their Wi-Fi network looks like the hotel Wi-Fi network, but it actually is not. So you have to be careful of that. So you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkToMeRadio.com. I'm Ricky Tyus from Tyus Tours and Travel. You can join the conversation 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. And coming up after the break, we're going to be looking at Louisville. And we're going to talk about all the magnificent things to do in Louisville coming up after the break. And again, There's just so many things to do in Louisville. It's totally amazing. Louisville is the largest city in the Commonwealth of Kentucky and the 29th most populous city in the United States. And with so much to do and see, loving Louisville is easy. And there's points of interest that we're going to talk about after the break. The Evan Williams Bourbon Experience. The Kentucky Derby Museum. The Muhammad Ali Center. And maybe Sandra will talk about the Louisville Slugger Museum, although I don't have a video on that, and the Kentucky Center for African American Heritages. A trip to Louisville in the fall is truly one of the best and most breathtaking times to plan a visit. It's when the city comes aglow with colorful leaves and alive from fall festivals and events you can't find anywhere else. TripAdvisor has even recognized Louisville as one of the best American cities for viewing autumn foliage. So all that's coming up after the break. And just so you know, the first half of the show, we talked about travel advisories. There's 14 countries currently U.S. citizens are banned from traveling to those countries. And we also talked about the Cuba travel ban, which went into effect last Tuesday. We talked about why the travel ban was imposed. And to let you know, you can still travel to Cuba. So since we're talking about travel advisories, I was commissioned by a family to fly to Africa because their son has been arrested. He's been in jail for over a year. So I was commissioned to go over there and see what was going on and why he had been in jail for a year without going to trial. But once I contacted the U.S. State Department, they knew of the situation and advised me that it was best to stay out of that particular country. And one of those countries was in the Central African Republic. So when traveling abroad, you really need to make, you really need to enroll, set up an account with the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. So that way, if something's going on and you're overseas and something's going on in your family here, they know how to contact you. They know where you are. And it's very important that you take the time to enroll in the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program and provide the details of your trip to receive the latest travel advisories and alerts as soon as they're issued. So we talked about the 14 nations that you're not allowed to travel to: Iraq, Sudan, Yemen, Venezuela, Syria, South Sudan, Somalia, Mali, Libya, Iran, Haiti, Central African Republic, Afghanistan, and North Korea are places that you're not allowed to travel to. We also talked about there's 6 U.S. tourists that have died in the Dominican Republic since April. Got a few minutes here. In 2015, I did a cruise out of San Juan, and one of the passengers on the cruise was from the Dominican Republic. And what I noticed was everybody had gotten on the ship, but this particular person, and when I looked back, he was still standing in line. We'll get more into that after the break. Look up in the sky. It's the Superheroes of Travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. Stay right there. Coming up next, the Louisville Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. Coming up after the break.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green. Radon is easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Look up in the sky as the superheroes of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available. So, Americans want to hit the road this summer. So, today, We're looking at Louisville. And we have some special guests that will be calling in. Sandra Robinson from the Louisville Tourism. And Jean Michalak from the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience. And Louisville is the largest city in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. It's the 29th most populous city in the United States. With so much to do and see, loving Louisville is easy. Points of interest is the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience, the Kentucky Derby Museum, the Muhammad Ali Center in Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory, and the Kentucky Center for African American Heritage. A trip to Louisville in the fall is truly one of the best and most breathtaking times to visit, to plan a visit. It's when the city comes aglow with colorful leaves and alive with fall festivals and events you can't find any place else. TripAdvisor has even recognized Louisville as one of the best American cities for viewing autumn foliage. So, Louisville actually has a African American itinerary. It's called the Heritage Tour. And some of the places on the tour is the Kentucky Derby Museum and Churchill Downs Breakfast. And we'll get into that. The Farmington Historical Home, outlet shops of the Bluegrass, the Muhammad Ali Center, Derby City Gaming, sculptures of York and Abraham Lincoln, lunch at the Bristol Bar and Grill, which I did eat lunch at when I was in Louisville, and it was fantastic. Evan Williams Bourbon Experience, which I visited, and it was really, really nice. The Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory. I went to the Derby Playhouse in Clarksville, Indiana. But what we're looking at now is the Muhammad Ali Center. A vision of Ali's family, the center celebrates the life and legacy of the world-class boxer and global humanitarian. The six-story multicultural center and museum tells the story of the greatest boxer of all time, but also preserves and shares his legacy and idea of Ali as a man. And this is his museum. If you go to my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel. You know, I have pictures on there of his Rolls Royce. I have different pictures of the Muhammad Ali Museum. But it's just a fantastic place to visit. And if you're traveling through Louisville, this is a must-see destination. It's a fantastic place to visit. And this is the lobby of the museum, and they really get into and they really talk about some of the values that was instituted for him as a child, and of course they talk about him changing faith. They talk about him not going to the service. They also talk about him throwing his gold medal that he won in the Olympics into the Ohio River because he was disgusted with the way he was treated back in the States once he got back home. So yes, when you're in Louisville or traveling through Louisville, please visit the Muhammad Ali Center. It is six stories. And they also show you a video, a movie. They have a nice theater that you sit down and watch this movie about Muhammad Ali. So yeah, there's that going on. The other thing that's going on is that Evan Williams Bourbon Experience. It's an authentic Kentucky experience, and it should include some bourbon. It should include some bourbon. Kentucky is the birthplace of the drink, and this is actually the tour of the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience, which is in downtown Louisville. That's the front of the building. The state still produces 95% of the world's supply. Evan Williams Bourbon Experience. And they talk about the historic Whiskey Row, which features a distillery tours and tag strings. And they kind of get into the history of making bourbon. And when I was down there, they gave me a sip of raw bourbon, and man, it tasted just like White Lightning. And if you ever knew what White Lightning was, it tasted in the raw form, it tasted just like White Lightning. But in this tour, they show you how the bourbon is made, and they show you the different things that they use to make the bourbon and to take the bourbon from its purest form, and they put yeast in it. So they talk a lot about how the bourbon is made, the history of bourbon, what bourbon means to Kentucky, and they also talk about Whiskey Row. They talk about the owners, Evan Williams. So if you're ever in Kentucky, if you're ever in Louisville, and you stop downtown, please take this tour. And then after the tour, you can actually go over to lunch at the Bristol Bar and Grill. And it's one of Louisville's original restaurants. It's a true local favorite. The Bristol Bar and Grill has been around for about 37 years. And it offers American Bristol fare with an extensive wine and spirit selection. So that was one of the places that I went to was the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience. And the other area was the Kentucky Derby Museum. The Kentucky Derby Museum in Churchill Downs Breakfast. If you ever watched the movie Secretaria, and they show the jockeys eating in this restaurant, I was actually in that restaurant when I went to visit Louisville. The Kentucky Derby Museum in Churchill Downs Breakfast, as you can enjoy a southern breakfast as you watch the morning workouts of some of the finest thoroughbreds in the world. Tour the museum that is dedicated to the most excited 2 minutes in sports. The Kentucky Derby, the museum pays homage to the history of African-American jockeys who rode the winners of 15 of the first 28 run for the roses. So this museum, it's totally amazing. Oh, this tour, they give you a tour of Churchill Downs. They take you out to the track. They take you to the grandstand. Right here, you can actually race as a jockey. It's an amazing museum. And then in the middle of the museum is a theater. And they show you this movie of all the things going on in the museum. And there's a lot of African-American history that has to do with the Kentucky Derby and they have sections in the museum that talks about the Kentucky Derby. And if again, if you go to my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, there's just pictures of me standing in Churchill Downs. There's pictures of me standing in the museum. And they have a really, really, really nice movie that they get into that takes about 15, 20 minutes to watch. But the museum is open 365 days a year. So if you thought the only time that you could go to the Kentucky Derby Museum was doing the Kentucky Derby, this is my first time at the Derby, so I was a little bit more impressed with it, being able to tour the Derby and everything going on at the museum. So far we talked about the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience, the Kentucky Derby Museum, the Muhammad Ali Center, and I also have a video of Muhammad Ali's childhood home. His home is located in the heart of middle-class Louisville. His home used to be a tourist center. It used to be a tourist center, and his family all lived in a house during his childhood in the 1940s through the early 1960s. And there's a bronze marker which is located in front of the pink house, noting it's a historical relevance, and it gives you a photo opportunity. It's the pink house that you're looking at now. There's a story that goes with that, and the story goes that the house or the two houses were bought by a Las Vegas businessman. And this is actually a video, but it was bought by a Las Vegas businessman who opened a house up for tourism and tried to sell a house to the city, but the city and the businessman couldn't come to terms on what they wanted to buy the house for and what he wanted to sell the house for. So he closed the house down. But there is a marker in front of the house that indicates that it is a historical site. And neighbors in the neighborhood actually keep the grass cut and keep the place looking nice. But that's the reason why it's not open for tourism, because there's a businessman out of Las Vegas that bought the house and tried to sell the house to the city of Louisville, and they couldn't come to terms on the price. So that is Muhammad Ali's childhood home. And Louisville also has a downtown civil rights trail. It's a self-guided tour that marks the spots in downtown Louisville where nonviolent demonstrations were held against the restaurants, department stores, and other white-owned establishments that excluded African Americans altogether or treated them differently from other customers. So there's a lot of historical value that goes on in Louisville. And one of the things I'm trying to put together for a bus tour to Louisville is they have an amazing event going on called the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular Tour. It starts in October, and what it is a walking tour of pumpkins that's put in trees and all over the place, and basically they say that there's 5,000 eyes on you when you're walking this tour. And these pumpkins are carved with different sayings and different things going on. But it's a totally amazing tour. And I'm trying to put a bus trip to go down to Louisville for this event that runs October, I think, up to November. So maybe later on we can get a hold of that video and take a look at the tour. One of the other places that I visited when I was in Louisville was the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory. This summer, the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory celebrates Jackie Robinson's incredible contribution to baseball. I actually got a chance. Okay, this is the Lateran tour, Jack-O-Lateran tour that goes on in Louisville around Halloween. And as you can see, there's pumpkins just, these pumpkins are carved out. And, there's about 2,500 pumpkins during this walking tour, and it's family friendly. It's a walking tour that's is pretty amazing, and you won't find this any other place in the United States. And it's just a tour that it looks like it'd be a lot of fun. It's family friendly. You can take the kids. It's a nice way to celebrate Halloween other than trying to scare the hell out of people all the time. So this is a tour that I'm trying to put together. If you're interested, give us a call at 866-547-5362. But we were talking about the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory. I visited there, and I actually got a chance to hold one of Jackie Robinson's bat. And this thing was like a piece of log. It was heavy. But they actually celebrate Jackie Robinson's incredible contribution to baseball in partnership with the Frazier History Museum. You can experience a viewing of Jackie Robinson's Breaking Barriers. This dramatic 5-minute live portrayal of Jackie Robinson takes you back to 1946, the year he signed his contract with Louisville Slugger. See his original model bat on display in the museum, which I actually held in my hand. If you go to my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, there's a picture of me holding the bat. And you can see his original model bat on display in the museum and take a photo with a life-size statue of Jackie. So this is the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory that I visited probably a month ago. Had a great time there. They gave me a private tour. If you go to my Facebook page, I'm standing in this room with all these sample bats of all the major league players that played from the beginning of time to now, and how meticulous these people were about how their bats were made. And they have a short movie that they show you of where they go to New York to pick the trees to make the bats. And I was told the difference in prices in bats is depending on the different types of pine. So if you're ever in Louisville, one of the places you should visit is the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory. So yeah, that's one of the many places that we visited. The other place that we went to was the Derby House. The Derby. So I talked about Bristol's. I talked about the Muhammad Ali Center. Louisville, Evan Williams. Oh, the Derby Dinner Playhouse. We actually went to that. And again, this is the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory, which we visited. Had a great time there. I got a chance to hold Mickey Mantle's bat. Got a chance to hold Jackie Robinson's bat. They show you what a 90 miles per hour fastball looks like. They have a story that they tell about how bats are made, and they have demonstrations of how bats are made. So it's totally amazing. And if you're ever in Louisville, and I know a lot of times, all my life I've driven through Louisville, I've never stopped. This is the first time I've ever actually stopped in Louisville. And Louisville is just full of museums, absolutely full of museums. It's a great place to visit. They actually tell you the history of baseball. One other place that we went to was called the Derby Dinner Playhouse. You can enjoy a delicious Southern buffet-style dinner and an evening performance at the Derby Dinner Playhouse, which is in Clarksville, Indiana. It's one of the oldest and largest continuously operating professional dinner theaters in the country. And for over 40 years, the theater has delighted audience with its production of Broadway musicals and lighthearted comedies. And I was shocked at how amazing this theater was, because the performances are done in the center of the theater. So no matter where you sit at in this dinner theater, you'll be able to see the performance, because the performances are done right in the middle of the theater. And I thought that was totally amazing. One of the shows that I saw that they did was, they have current shows, and it's not just local shows, but they have, they had a Disney show that's gone on. So, and this is in Clarksville, Indiana, which is right across the bridge from Louisville. And it's part of their Heritage Tour. And they actually put together a tour for you for 2 days if you're visiting Louisville. And they talk about the places to visit in Louisville. And the Derby Dinner Theater in Clarksville, Indiana is one of them. And we also talked about the Louisville Slugger Museum. We talked about Evan Williams' bourbon experience. I haven't talked about the Carnegie Center. You travel across the Ohio River to New Albany, Indiana, to visit the Carnegie Center and its permanent exhibits. Ordinary people, extraordinary people, men and women of the Underground Railroad. This unique exhibit explores the lives of real people, both free and enslaved, which selfish acts of courage help fugitive slaves find hope and freedom. Louisville, Kentucky, Clarksville, Indiana, New Albany, Indiana, has a great story to tell about the Underground Railroad. And it's one of the areas that would be great for students to come visit. So again, on Tire Stores and Travels, trying to put a tour together, first for the Jacquard Lantern Spectacular, and then for Heritage Tour to Louisville. So
you got the pass.
So don't forget that we're trying to get a tour together to go to Louisville. So look up in the sky. It's the Superheroes of Travel, Ricky Tyus. And we're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer, live on TalkTainmentRadio.com.